I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right. Random questions. Ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe. I think we might have done this one before. Maitland.
Yeah.
Boris asked to use your phone.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. You'd give it to him. No big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then later you realize that he turned on Find My iPhone or made it so he could track you. Is that a deal breaker?
I think our situation's somewhat different just because we're long distance.
I can see
that. So I'd kind of be like, why do you want to have a tracker on me? You don't even know where these places are called. Like, you don't live up here. But if we were living together, I'd kind of be like, no, that's not a problem to me.
Yeah.
Kind of just, I want to know when you'll be home. I want to know whatever.
That, Kayla and I turned it on for each other.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I like. Like, you can see, like, oh, where are they? Should I start dinner?
Yes.
It's little things like that. I don't need it for other stuff.
Mm-hmm. My roommate and I have each other's, and it's so helpful for that reason, where it'll be my night to cook dinner. I'll see when she's on her way home, start it then.
She likes it with me because then she can remember what state I'm in on the weekends when I'm gone, mm-hmm. because after a while it all runs together.
But you know it's happening. If it just happened.
Way different.
Yeah.
I think the first time, I don't know if I would even say anything at first. I think I'd just shut it off and then see what happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
See if it happened again, and I go, hey, What's happening here?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Why are you doing that? Because if you had just asked, I probably would have just went, I guess, fine, whatever. Like, I mean, if you really want to know that much.
Yeah,
oh,
that
he's
be,
in his backyard again.
Oh, he went out to DC.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, exactly.
Deck chairs. Yeah.
This is a random question.
Yeah.
When is it okay to eat in bed under the covers?
Always.
Never you want.
Wait, Maitland said
it's always okay.
Howings said never. Steve, what did you say?
Whenever you want.
Howings, why is it never okay to eat in bed when you're under the covers?
Well, I mean, because you end up getting food in there. Now, I mean, if you're careful about keeping the covers all the way up to your chin and you don't get crumbs in there, it's fine. Or if you live alone, it's fine.
It's funny how you give yourself a little loophole there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. Yeah. I don't eat it. I don't eat in bed though. If I do,
so the answer was never, except for these circumstances that I do it.
But I don't. I actually don't eat in bed. If I eat
but
in bed,
it's
only
to,
it's like it's only like gummy bears. Like, you don't lose those.
What do you think Maitland's eating? Spaghetti?
I would eat. Yeah, spaghetti why? Do
you,
in
yeah,
bed.
You don't get a. When, yeah,
we
but
don't
you
get
don't
crumbs
get a,
in your bed from
when
spaghetti.
Somebody immediately
but you don't get a pass
to,
just because it's gummy bears. Gummy bears are small. They're easier to drop.
That is your worst hot, not hot take ever.
I have never lost a gummy bear in my bed. I can promise you that.
That is an unprovable dumb
statement. No, but people, who say they, but people who say they eat in bed, also they eat potato chips. They eat cookies. They eat things that leave crumbs. I've gotten into bed with people who are bed eaters before, and every time you go, ah, that's all. Let me just get all these crumbs and crackers out of your bed. That's awesome. It's not disgusting at all. That's cool.
I've gotten into bed with bed eaters before.
Yeah.
And it's all crumbs all the time.
Yeah. It is.
Okay. I don't like crumbs in the bed.
It's gross.
Yeah. Of course,
but if it's your own bed, you can eat in there whenever you want.
Well, that's what I said. I mean, I guess you can do whatever you want if you live alone and it doesn't affect anybody, but.
It was just such,
so you have to live alone and you have to, and it has to be gummy bears.
Yeah.
Hot
Wings, Hot Wings, who lives with you?
No one.
Hot Wings, what's your favorite treat in the world?
Gummy bear.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Weird.
But I have lived with other people many times. you have to consider the other people.
Yeah.
Steve, what's the last thing you ate in bed while you were under the covers?
I don't.
But you wouldn't hesitate to do it.
No.
It kind of sounds awesome right now. I'm not going to lie. I can't remember ever doing it, but man, maybe it's because I'm not allowed to have junk food right now, but like a drink and a bag of chips in bed right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not leaving.
I used to eat a full meal from Taco Bell in bed.
In hotels. When we're traveling, I'll eat in bed all the time.
I'll eat on the bed, like on the comforter part on the outside, but not while I'm in it.
I'll get in the bed.
When you get a double bed, and one bed is for eating, and the other is for sleeping.
This is my food bed.
Yeah.
Food bed. Get out of my food bed.
I put the suitcase on one, and then I eat on the other side, and then I sleep in the other one.
Mm-hmm. Travel hacks.
We know what we're doing. We know what we're doing. Steve?
Yeah.
With a snap of my fingers, you're a ghost, but you can only haunt one person.
Mm.
Who would it be? Same question for Kelly and Hot Wings and Maitland, if anybody has someone pop into their mind.
That they're willing to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will.
Hot Wings?
I will not say what you think I'm going to say. I would haunt somebody that I like, and I would haunt them nicely. So that I could be around somebody I like. Why do I want to spend my eternity as a ghost being around a person I don't like?
Well, revenge would get old after a short period of time.
I don't want to do that. I'd rather haunt one of my kids and, you know, but like one of those fun haunts.
What's a fun haunt?
Casper. Casper was great.
Absolutely. You leave like little messages in the sugar on the countertop or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I agree with you. I would haunt my sister.
Where
Paige.
It just says, you know, I'm still, you can't see me, but I'm still here. Dad loves you or whatever. Like nice stuff.
That would freak them out though.
Not after a while.
Once he proved that it's dead Hot Wings, they'd be like, oh
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm definitely dead. It's not just I'm a ghost for a little while and then snap your fingers and I'm back.
Would that change who you'd haunt?
I don't know.
I
like all the details.
Oh, temporary haunting. I have a list of a lot of temporary haunts. Yeah, I only have two people I want to haunt forever.
Yeah, that would change what I did if it wasn't forever. If it was just for an afternoon. Oh, then I would definitely like scare haunt the piss out of somebody I hated. If it was only for an afternoon, I could revenge for an afternoon.
Right.
I was thinking like long term.
Yeah. No, I think it has to be long term.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.